and not salmon. Who the hell eats salmon at a wedding anyway? Well, I'll tell you who, not us. That's who. Now, I got 60 people coming.
Whoa, 65. My cousin Trudy and her family can come after all.
Okay, so it's chicken for 65 people. Well, it's no big deal. You just add another bucket.
Roseanne, thank you for handling these wedding preparations.
I told you 1,000 times, Crystal, I'm happy to do it.
Where were we?
What is going on?
Grandpa wanted to race us from the car.
Yeah, he bet us he'd jump buck that he could win.
Well, are we just going to let him lie there?
Oh, oh my God! Ed, are you okay? Yeah.
It's nothing a plastic hip won't fix.
Now, Ed, you ought to be saving some of that energy for your honeymoon.
Oh, that's some good advice, honey.
Jeez.
Hey, Mom, check out all the cool stuff that Grandpa got.
Yeah,
out.
Look, I got a bracelet.
And look at this.
Yeah, that's a chemistry set. Every boy should have one.
No, you shouldn't have done that, Ed. We could just turn on the gas and blow ourselves up.
It's perfectly harmless.
We'll see.
Lonnie, why don't you show them what I got you?
Oh, a Walkman.
That's wonderful, honey. You've been wanting one of those for the longest time.
Yeah, now I have one.
I tried to get him one of those little TVs, but he wouldn't take it.
Yeah, Lonnie, you got to get into this.
Right, you got a guy here trying to buy your affections.
Let him.
Aren't they just the sweetest little things?
Well, now listen. You know, I admit that I'm kind of a softy when it comes to grandkids, but Lonnie is going to be my son. And you got to be tough with your boys. Ain't that right, Lonnie Rue?
So, you girls pick up your bridesmaids' gowns?
Yeah, we got them yesterday. You know, we're really honored you asked us, but we'd understand if you'd rather honor your adult friends.
Don't be silly. Why would you think such a thing?
Because those gowns are so dorky, they make us want to retch. They're very nice. They're just not us.
Yeah. They're more for people who get an allowance.
Hey, Beck, let's go try those on.
Yeah.
Women, huh? Hey? Uh-oh. I bet you got a lot of questions about women.
I guess. Can we go now, Mom?
Well, now Lonnie, Roseanne, and I aren't done with the seating plan.
Oh, that's fine, Crystal. I can finish it.
But you don't know half the people.
Well, that'll make it go faster.
Please?
Take the boy home, Chrissy. I mean, you can do that stuff later.
Well, if you both think so.
You see there, Lonnie? I'm in there pitching for you.
Right. Thanks. Bye.
You'll be all right. I'll see you both later.
Lonnie's a great kid. We're going to have a wonderful relationship as soon as we get over this little hurdle.
What, the one where he thinks you're the beast from hell?
That's the one.
Oh, he'll come around, Ed.
Sure he will. I mean, you know, he and Chrissy have been alone for a long time. And now there's this new guy. I just got to try harder, that's all.
I don't think that's possible. Want some coffee?
No, thanks. I got to pick up my tux. Hey, Danny boy.
Hey.
Don't worry about it, Ed. He's not talking to me either.
Why does he hate me so much? I wasn't such a bad father. Put a roof over his head, kept his belly full.
Way full.
Between him and Lonnie, I feel like I got two boys who will give me the time of day.
Well, maybe you'd do better with daughters, Ed. I got a couple of them I'll let you have for a nice price.
How much you asking?
Oh, cool. I thought I had to pay you. Where are you going? Your car's out in the front.
I just, you know, walk around.
Cold out there.
Even colder in there.
Good morning, Starshine. Don't you think you should, like, lighten up, Dan?
You betrayed me, Roseanne.
Now, don't you think that's just a tad harsh? I mean, you know, I'm ordering cocktail weenies for 60. I'm not turning you over to the Nazis.
You know I'm opposed to this wedding.
Yes, you've made that quite clear.
And you're ordering the food, the flowers, and the band like what I say means nothing.
The wedding's gonna go, Dan, no matter who plans it. And Crystal's my best friend.
I'm your husband, Roseanne. I outrank her. You're supposed to back me up. Remember, rich or poor, sickness, health, death, part?
Well, I never took any vow to back you up when you're acting stupid.
It's not stupid. This wedding is a joke and you know it.
No, I do not know that. Crystal's happy and your dad's happy, and that's what weddings are about.
Fine. Have a good time.
You've got to go, Dan. You're the best man. Besides, your whole family's going to be there. Your Aunt Mildred's going to get up and dance with the band, and Uncle Pete's going to pull a quarter out of his nose like he always does. You're not leaving me alone with those people.
Forget it. You're on your own.
There's going to be cake.
Never wear this bullet thing.
Well, there won't be enough blood left in his brain to think anything.
He's a pig. All men are pigs.
Jackie, you're just saying that because you don't have a date for the wedding tomorrow and everyone else does.
What's your point, Crystal?
Simply that you don't have to be so bitter.
I'm not bitter.
Oh, no, of course not. Now, if you excuse me, I have to use the ladies' room.
Gee, that's like the eighth time, Crystal. We had to move the whole shindig into the John.
No, okay.
I am not bitter.
Give it a rest, Jackie.
I'm not. I am looking forward to spending time with Becky and Darlene tomorrow.
Becky and Darlene have dates.
Darlene has a date. Now I'm bitter.
Anne-Marie,
hey,
you made it!
Are you kidding? You know, your parties were legends when we were kids.
Well, I got more boring friends now, so don't keep your hopes up.
Anne-Marie!
Hey, congratulations!
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm so glad Roseanne ran into you. How long's it been?
I haven't seen you since high school. What you been up to?
Well, after graduation, there was this party at Sarah Foster's house where I met Rusty, who was to be my first husband.
Uh-huh.
But not until July of that year. But by August, the spark had flickered.
Uh-huh.
So we split up, and I married Travis. Oh, and well, that Travis, he was a whole nother can of worms. He was an arc welder,
uh-huh.
And when we divorced, he actually cut the trailer in half. But you know, we remained friends. And I never thought love would come out.
Oh, I know what let's do. I know what let's do. Let's play Who Knows Crystal Best?
Oh.
Okay, I'll say the first question. Okay. All right. What was Crystal's nickname in high school?
Oh, too easy.
Right, that was it.
That's not true.
I got one. I know. I got one. What was playing on Gilbert Coswell's car radio the night Crystal did it for the first time?
Jackie, that was told to you in the strictest of confidence.
Hey, you got a man in your life and I don't, so throw me a bone.
Okay, any guesses?
You don't mean that Rusty wasn't her first.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. This game isn't fun anymore.
Well, okay, was it Stairway to Heaven?
No.
How about Crystal Blue Persuasion?
No.
How about My Sweet Lord?
Well, that wasn't coming from the car radio.
I know what it was.
My baby does a hanky panky. Thank you for sharing my secrets with the whole wide world, Roseanne and Jackie Bibermouth.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll be back.
We're just killing time till the stripper gets here, right?
Oh, Crystal, we were just kidding around. We're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry, okay?
Okay.
All right, now let's go back in there.
Just a moment.
What's the matter, Crystal?
I'm just not in the mood for a party right now.
Something wrong?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, come on, Crystal. You can trust us. Yeah. With the big stuff.
Well, I suppose I have to tell someone. Roseanne, Jackie, I'm pregnant.
Are you sure you're not just late?
No, I don't think so. I got all the signs. I've been nauseous and been eating like crazy, and, well, my doctor said I'm pregnant.
Well, so, are we happy or sad?
Well, happy.
Oh, I think it's
we're
great.
We're happy for you. Does Ed know?
Of course.
Oh, what do you want, a boy or a girl?
Well, I've always dreamed of having a little girl.
What if it's a boy?
Simple operation.
I can't find my bowling ball. Do you know where it is?
Yes, it's in the bedroom closet where it always is.
Oh, Roseanne, I'm so sorry. You two are hardly talking, and it's all my fault.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I see it, too.
Well, maybe if I tell him about the baby, he won't be so upset about the wedding.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe it'll help.
No,
hey, Dan,
I don't
Dan,
think
wait,
you
listen.
Do that.
Your father and I, we've been, well, we were gonna tell,
she's pregnant. I told you not to tell him.
Door's open. All right, Danny boy, come on in. Just throwing myself a little bachelor party here. Usually the best man makes the party, but you know, you do with what you got.
What are you doing?
What's it look like? I'm nursing this beer, and I'm watching a dirty movie through all those little squiggly lines.
Why don't you just pay the $4, Dad? They'll unscramble it for you.
Then they'll know I'm in here watching a dirty movie. Grab yourself a beer. You're going to need it. In about 2 minutes, you're going to have a hell of a headache. So, to what do I owe this great honor?
Dad, I know Crystal's pregnant.
Oh. She wasn't supposed to tell anybody till after the wedding.
Is that why you're doing this? Because you think you have to get married?
Oh, that's gross. Danny, you're right. I have to get married. Because Crystal's the best thing that's happened to me in a long time.
What about the baby?
He's fine with this.
You're making a mistake, Dad.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Cancel this wedding? Let Crystal raise a kid all by herself?
No.
What are you telling me?
Maybe you should wait.
Wait for what?
You got no business raising a kid.
Why?
You know damn well why. I don't want to watch it again, Dad. You're going to be on the road. The kid's going to grow up just like I did. Without a father. And I'm going to see Crystal suffer just like Mom did.
Okay, I got it. It's not about Crystal and our baby. It's about you and me. Yeah, how I screwed up your life. I mean, just look at you. You got a nice family, you got a good marriage. You own your own business. I mean, how can you ever forgive me then?
You mean one damn thing that you ever did for me that took time instead of money?
So fine, I am a rotten father. I am a rotten father, okay? Dad, I'm tired of this. Okay, I made mistakes with you and with your mother, but I got a second chance now. See, I thought that you would want to help. But you don't. So, Crystal and I'll just do it all by ourselves. And something else. I'm not going to apologize to you anymore because you're never going to let me off the hook. Now, if you don't mind, you're bringing my party down.
Jackie, you get up on that table, and I'll get up here.
Okay.
And Crystal, just walk under here and stick your arms through.
Roseanne, I just want you to know how grateful I am for all your help. And Jackie, I appreciate your help too, but not as much.
Welcome, Crystal.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie. It's just, I'm so nervous. So, Roseanne, did you speak to Dan this morning?
No, I was still sleeping when he left.
Just won't be the same without him.
Oh, Crystal, you look beautiful.
You look absolutely radiant.
Uh-oh.
What?
I have to use the potty.
We have to wear this crud.
Geez, darling, it's only a couple hours. You'll live through it.
Yeah, but we can't duck the photographer the whole time.
There's a photographer?
Hold on, DJ. It's not a race.
Nice tux.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of compliments on it lately.
I feel so bloated.
Could have foreseen decades ago, when a younger Ed met a 12-year-old Crystal, that years later they would be standing here ready to enter into holy matrimony. You didn't foresee that, right? Good. Then let's proceed. What is marriage?
Fast forward.
Do we have to watch this sappy garbage?
I thought it was a beautiful ceremony.
Well, can we please just get to the good part?
Oh,
whoa, 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 whoa.
No,
whoa. Oh, God. Oh, no.
You probably think you're better than me because you're married. Well, you're not. I
go
can be married.
For it.
I'm married. Far more to life than being married. Marriage is one more way for men to enslave women. So get out of the cave, Crystal. This is the 20th. What? Oh, okay. You're gonna throw the bouquet now! Come on, wait up, wait.
Oh. Congratulations, Daddy and Mommy.
I hope you two are as happy together as Rosie and me.
Oh, now say something nice.
Okay. I'm real happy about my little brother, and he can use any of my old toys except for my Lincoln Logs and my Jerry Mahoney dummy. But really, I'll be there for you, Dad. I'll always be there for you.
We're cutting the cake!
Congratulations, Crystal and Grandpa.
Come on, Crystal.
We love you guys.
Well, first I'd like to say congratulations, you guys. And Crystal, you're part of our family now. In fact, you're like my mother-in-law, so, which is weird. But so you got to call before you come over so I can clean up and stuff. And don't come over that often. But seriously, though, I'm really happy for you guys, and you know, I'm happy for you. Congratulations. Okay, cut. That's good. That's good. I don't have anything else to say.
Congratulations. Okay, I said it.
Anyways, congratulations, Crystal and Fred. What? No, his name's Fred. It's Fred. Are you sure? Anyways, congratulations, Crystal and Ed. Embarrassed.
Crystal, this is dedicated to you.
Here he comes.
Are we just gonna let her lie there?